You have a well on your farm, you know, when you're growing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some kind of pump or something? Mm-hmm.
Something was like a sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
Build up a something like a 100-gallon tank inside a little what we call a pump house.
Did you catch rainwater?
No, we never did. Uh-huh. Not like y'all doing the country.
We
had a well. We didn't have to do it.
She had a well too. She had a pump.
Well, I was never good when I'm dry.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know, when you get a lot of sandy soil or something, you know, folks that they run dry, the sand come in on,
mm-hmm.
and they have to get a drilling company to come drill out all that sand.
Yeah,
soak out all that sand and stuff.
Yeah, no, Texas, they get all the water off the land, you know, it comes from underground springs. And there's a big stink about a lot of industry wants to go out and set up shop on the plains there and really mess up the water.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with all the rain we've been getting, we just had our share of water or something.
Now, my wife, the Dennis grandmother down there, they have gutters and everything around their house.
Up onto the roof?
Yeah. The gutters on the edge of the house, you know?
Huh?
It leads down to one pipe down into the well.
That's because when the well runs dry a lot, it doesn't rain, the well goes dry.
Oh, really?
In that hard country down there.
Where is this at?
No, it's about 30 miles.
Oh, really?
Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
We never ran out that I know of around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does run out.
They just take the water from the rain and stuff?
Yeah, she has to haul water from other places. Where she is, the well, you know, no water there. It's so deep,
mm-hmm.
she has to get it from other places.
Yeah. I know in some parts of Florida, they even sell bottled water.
You know what?
Sell bottled water because the rain is so low that they can't dig wells because you get salt water. And they go out and even, you know, sell these 5-gallon jugs of water.
Well, if you dig for salt water, if you go through that salt water, can't you go down below that salt water and get fresh water?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
It's below the water table, I think. And the salt water gets through all that. It's pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll tell you, it's a place over yonder. I went to a place when I done some work around here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's 30 miles north of here,
mm-hmm.
between Falkland and Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there one day and fell up. That's pretty good drink of water. He said it might taste funny, so I only got to hold that drink, and it was pure salt.
Salt?
Really? It was just about, I mean, just like you dump start putting salt shaker in fresh water. And I'm telling you, I took a big swallow of stuff, and I mean, you spit for 30 minutes. you couldn't drink it. And they said they got used to it. And I don't see how they could.
Yeah, if you're a marine fish or something, yeah.
But it, right there, and not 50 feet from it, there's a pond. And I don't know how deep the well is.
There's water called brackish water that it's got a certain content of salt in it that certain kinds of fish do real well, and I raise a lot of tropical fish. And
but there wasn't no salt. There wasn't no salt in that water.
Mm. That's weird.
And a good brand bread in there too.
Yeah.
Use my fly rod over there. And I'm feeding you some, talking about this brand, there's some being processed out in that pond.
Mm-hmm.
I got to a bed I'm over there.
How many did you catch?
About 30 something. I mean, just they were that wild.
Yeah,
that long.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like bass.
Yeah, they're